Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Yes, and we have on board our moderator, Tiffany. So,
Hello.
yes, I'm getting more and more requests for Tiffany to appear someday.
Weren't we going to hold a competition or something?
Well, someone said when we got to, I can't remember how many, what number it was when we got there, that Tiffany
Five
should.
listeners.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. She should come on.
I agree.
Yeah. So if you guys want to see Tiffany, do that or come to a live event. She may likely be
That's one way to see her.
So
So,
the million listeners, is that's what it
tell a friend and another.
And another and another.
Blast it. That's
Yep.
right.
Yep.
But would you go live for a million live viewers, Tiffany?
Would I go live if there were a
Yeah,
million viewers?
would you bring your photo on? Would you show
Oh,
it
so I can just do a
to your
photo? I mean, if I can do a
No.
photo,
Oh
sure. my
Yeah,
God, that
watch your
choked me
words.
up. Oh, I can just do this.
Just hold up a photo in front of your face. That would be great.
I'll even put it on a popsicle stick. There we go. It'd be even better when it's not her. It's somebody else's picture. And who would know?
Nobody, well, the people that saw her, we would know. We would
Yes.
know because we know what
We
she
do
looks
know.
like.
We do.
Yeah. All
Well,
right. So, you want to tell everybody what you would like from them?
yes, tell us where you're from. I was like, see, I go 1 week and everything's gone. Everything's out of there. Yes, shine your light, guys. Shine your light. Tell us where you're from. That lights up your part of the grid.
Light it up.
Light it up. Yes.
Yeah. And while
Tracy.
you're lighting it up, I want to tell you if you have questions, we'd love to answer your questions. But in order to get your questions seen, because sometimes you get little chats in the groups that you're in. So put Tiffany's name in capital letters with emojis and fireworks and whatever else you can find so that Tiffany knows this is a question, not just somebody that's in a chat. Okay. So just Tiffany. Big letters, Tiffany.
Because Tiffany gets distracted, she gets into those chats and she starts, and
Ah,
she forgets, oh, there's a question over
following them. Then we lose her
there.
to she's been squirreled. By
Yep,
the way,
squirrel.
remember the squirrel story where all of a sudden there were squirrels in my neighborhood?
They're
Well,
gone.
I'm back on the other timeline because I haven't seen them in a while.
I've got them.
Can I have them back? I like
I mean,
the
they've been coming up. I have this bowl. It's like a pan, or it's just a plastic bowl, and I put water in it every day, and not knowing if anything was happening. And then I'd have one squirrel once in a while come over and get a drink out of it. I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. I'm thinking birds are going to come drink out of it. Anyway, now these squirrels are coming in one at a time. There's several of them that come in, they're drinking. Then birds are coming in and they're drinking. The deer are coming in and they're drinking. And now the squirrels, because the deck is done, now the squirrels are coming up on the deck and they're all over the thing. And they're eating the hibiscus that's on the deck that I built the deck to protect from the deer. And it's the squirrels.
was
So
the
I'm
squirrels.
like, I
Maybe it was
give.
the squirrels all along.
It may have been. Well, no, I know I saw the deer up there one time.
Oh, okay.
But now I know for sure that the squirrels are doing it too. But anyway, yeah, I've got your squirrels.
All right. Well, kind of share the love with the squirrels, please, because
And here's a fun one, a funny thing. Because I'm hearing them on the roof now too, which I had never heard them before on the roof. And there's a tree on the end of the house. They get up there and they're running across the roof. And maybe that deck is really fun. I don't know. But I was in my office. And I'm looking out, and the way the sun was cast in the middle of the day, they're running across, and I see the silhouette of this gigantic squirrel. Boom, boom, boom. Across the
to
roof.
capture that in the video. It makes it look like you're being attacked by giant squirrels.
It was
That
huge, and I was like, what?
awesome. It's
So funny. So, yes, I have
happening.
Oh, I can tell
It
them to
sounds like they're
work.
having fun with you.
They are having fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I just
Having
thought
fun watching them.
it was interesting. I was like, hey, where'd the squirrels go? They were like all over, and then it was like poof. So I don't know. Apparently I'm bouncing back and forth between these timelines, you know? So, anyways. Let's see, real quick update for energy. I only have one thing for you guys because I didn't have a lot of time to listen to a lot of different things. But Molly McCord calls it the unicorn, and it is October 28th. And what on the chart that she drew, it makes the Merkaba symbol, the triangle and triangle thing. Anyways, when I saw that, I'm like, ooh, that's a portal to something. That's going to be some energy there. And that is on the 28th. She said, we'll feel it this weekend. So it's a good time to set intentions if you want to make some changes. Maybe it's time to ask for a raise. Maybe it's time to, do whatever. But it sounds like it's going to be a magical weekend where there's some positive things coming in and positive changes happening. So enjoy the weekend. It's
Yeah.
got the unicorn magic in it.
Very cool. Very, very cool. I'm hearing, because I'm feeling this from somebody. It's like, oh, this is what our conscious mind does. It's like, what if it's bad? Exactly. So how about we go to, it's great.
But it's good.
It's very good. Well, let's go with that. That's just the conscious mind and its jabber. That's its construct is to go, and it, because I do that sometimes too. And somebody goes, oh, something really intense, whatever. And I'm like, you're prepared, right? You're like, okay, give it to me. And it's like, it could be something really intensely good.
It really could, and it's supposed to be. Yeah, that's the energy is lining up to bring in some good change. I could see if I still have it on here, and nobody. Let's see. Oh, it's the grand sextile and earth and water energies, and it's big change underway. Unicorn Day, and it's like when she's in it, she's unicorns are from magic. They're like this magical thing. So for each of us, of course, that's going to hit in a different part of our astrology, but it is the earth and water signs that are bringing this in, and it's grand sextile. But yeah, it makes a star or that Merkaba symbol
Yeah, I like that because earth
very
is
exciting.
grounded and then the water is fluid, so groundedly flowing.
There we go. It's gonna feel good.
Yeah.
Like taking a shower in the mud.
I was just gonna say, or it's
Yeah. Mud bath. You're gonna have a mud bath this
And
weekend.
how healing are those?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Is it time? Yeah. For the locations? As
Oh
I
yes,
you're trying to
absolutely.
figure
See,
out what
don't.
I'm gonna have fun with her today.
I'm just trying to remember. Someone asked a question. I got a question today, and I was like, okay, I'm going to answer it tonight. So that's in my mind. I got to remember. Got to remember.
You
So
remember the
let's do
question?
this. Yeah, let's do this. Yes, we want to hear where everyone's from. And
Okay.
then, but I'm just in my mind, I'm like, remember, remember, remember. So
Okay. I'm gonna write a note.
was the question to remember to watch Hocus Pocus? There you go. Now I've ruined it. I haven't. You saying remember made me think of Hocus Pocus, and then I realized I haven't watched Hocus Pocus yet this year. So,
No. Well, is there something about remember? Do they
yeah,
say
she says
remember?
remember when you remember because she's trying to remember her spell, how to
Okay.
make the spell to, for the because they lost
Remember.
the book, and then they're
Okay.
trying to remember what goes
Okay.
into it to make
I
the
remember
elixir.
now. I remember now.
I remember.
Yes. Very good. I love that movie too. It's so fun. I haven't seen it in a while.
Could be a good one to watch this weekend and the unicorn energy.
I think the last time I watched it was with Tiffany.
Well, there's FaceTime. You could bring her in on it.
No, I was waiting for her to say with Tiffany when she was 29.
Five. No, 29. I was thinking five, but
Well,
okay.
okay, so we have North Carolina, Spain, Seattle, Georgia, Canada, Miami Beach, Oregon, London, Texas.
Tiffany, woohoo for te Tiffany.
Yeah, where aren't you gonna hoo-hoo?
Woo!
There
California, Utah, Michigan, Australia, Massachusetts, Florida, Austria, Michigan, Arkansas, New York, Ohio, Illinois, New Zealand. I don't, yeah, I think I said New York.
It's so cool.
Hold on, I know that Washington, England, Kauai.
Hawaii.
Oh,
That's
that's my
calling.
other
home. It is. It is.
Oklahoma,
Thinking of it earlier today.
Pennsylvania, Georgia, another Austra we had several Australians.
Hello, Aussies.
Yes. The
Arizona,
Kiwis. I heard there was a Kiwi in there.
there was Nebraska, Key West, New Mexico, San Diego,
You guys are amazing.
Ireland.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think we've had a Colorado, so I'm just going to throw that one in there. Okay.
And thank
Everywhere.
you.
Yes.
Thank you, Donna, for having me on the phone and Julia on the TV. I'm so honored that you have managed to put us both on. And what is that about, folks? It's about going to our YouTube pages because Julia and I have a fun little competition every week. Who can get more people viewing on the YouTube on whose page? And of course, it's very important because I am an underdog. I have to work a little bit harder for this. So if you guys could help me out and go over to my YouTube page, that would be amazing. But anyways, thank you, Donna. She balances it out and gets us both in there. I love
Yeah,
it.
that's so sweet.
Now, are you like holding the speaker up to one side and the phone up to the other? How does
No,
that work?
she's got
Oh,
it in
they.
stereo. Boom, boom,
Yeah, that would be amazing having us in stereo, wouldn't
would be interesting.
it? It would be very interesting.
It
All right, so.
on both sides of your head. That way you've got us
Yeah.
in everywhere.
Where do you look? Do you look at the phone? Do you look at the TV? Which one are you watching? Either way, we're happy. Thank you. And if you guys are making comments in Facebook, please open up the whole thing. Don't just do it in the feed. Open it up to its original state and comment that way. We've discovered that helps. If you're on my Facebook, for some reason, those I've tested them, they don't seem to come through. So go to Dolores Cannon Official or QHHT Official, I believe, are the other two. Do not go to Julia Cannon. Go to just kidding.
You can go there. It would be
But
wonderful
if you're on
if
Facebook, it's
you it
streaming four
works.
different places. So
I don't know why yours
put you on one
doesn't.
that
That's
works. It is weird. I don't know.
I promise I did not pay Facebook anything.
I mean, I could try it again, but I tried a couple
Yeah.
of shows ago and it just wouldn't bring my comments through. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah. So if you're getting
Well, go to your
frustrated because you're on
YouTube
my,
channel instead.
yeah, go to my YouTube page instead and then you'll be able to comment and we'll see it. And it'll be exciting for me and you. And if you haven't subscribed to either of our YouTube pages yet, please do that. We'd like to have more company over there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you had a question from an audience member
Yeah.
that you
Yeah, I
wanted.
did. This is interesting, and it felt like something. I mean, a lot of times people, they'll come in with urgent questions or anything, but this one was really interesting. So I feel like it was something that I've not heard it asked before, and it's a good question, and it's interesting. So they were asking about, like, when we look at karma and how when we come back because of relationships, and we know that that's different now, but I'll get to the question and not necessarily relate it to karma, although I think that's where some people are in that fear of, I gotta come back because I did this, and so that's where I think that's where the emotion was behind it. But the main part of the question was, what do we have to come back? Do we have to we repair things? I mean, if we are telling someone our feelings about something, if we're just trying to set it straight and just tell them, like standing up for yourself and, saying what is, does that affect karma? Does that affect you having to come back? And I mean, what does it do essentially? So I thought it was a different and interesting take on that, because usually we're looking at our, I mean, it is our actions, but this is more words, more things like that, rather than actually, hurting someone physically or something like that. So I think the question is, yeah, if we hurt them with our words because we stand up for ourselves, or we're assuming, I'm assuming hurting with words, because we don't necessarily think about repercussions when we do things that are nice with our words.
Yeah.
So anyway, and what kept coming to me, and it really is, I mean, it's, I think to say, oh my gosh, I stood up for myself and I put things in their place, and now am I going to get punished? That is, because that's essentially what people think of as karma. And it's like, okay, we got it. But it's karma was it's a was situation, was a balancing thing. So now we're looking at balancing, like cause and effect. Whenever we do something, things balance. So there will be effects from things that we do. And saying things to people is, it has effects. But we also, our effect too, it could be that you put yourself in a situation where you would be pushed so much that you would actually finally stand up for yourself and speak for yourself. So you have to look at things like that. It's not, oh, I have to stay here and just take it and I can't ever say anything because I don't want there to be karma. I don't want to have repercussions from me saying something. Let's look at it from, why did you put yourself in that position? And that's one of the things. Do you get anything else with, or I know you do. I know you do. I feel you do.
I'm over here buzzing. I fully agree. We're part of the biggest thing that I have learned doing the work that we do is that we are here to learn how to love ourselves. And the best form of loving ourselves is to treat ourselves like we would our own best friend or family, stick up for ourselves. You're not going to let somebody tear apart your child or a loved one or a best friend. You're going to stand up for them. So doing that for yourself is part of what you came to learn, what you came to do. I think in the form of karma, which is really interesting that I'm finding it hard to answer a karma question because we're done with karma.
We are so done with
And
karma.
it's like, well, I see it so differently now because it's about lessons. It's about experiences. It's about learning. And so karma was really about learning. It's like, okay, you're going to play the bad guy this time and do all these horrible things. And then next time I'm going to play that person and I'll experience it. And then next time I'll play it and you experience it. It can be very convoluted, as your mom would use that word. But if I betrayed Julia and we both and Julia was really hurt by that and was hanging on to that I think would be the karma thing. But I don't think standing up for yourself falls into that. I think
I
that would
don't
be
think
more
so
like,
either. That's
that'd be more like, hey, look at this really cool volcano mouth, and then push her into it. That might be karma. But
That's happened many times.
yeah, so I think, yeah, doing ill will towards another with intent would be karma. But standing up for yourself to protect yourself or to say, I'm not a doormat anymore, that is you learning your lesson that you came to learn. Yeah, that is a good question, and it does make you think. And of course, I always encourage everybody use discernment. Find your own answers, what works for you for an answer for that question.
And if you will come from a loving place with when you do things, I just don't feel like you can go wrong. I mean, like you said, you're loving yourself. That's where you're standing up for yourself. Now, and it might be that you have to be stern, and this might be the first time you've ever been firm and stern, and it may feel like, oh my gosh, I'm causing cataclysms or something, but it's actually you're just being firm. And anybody else will be like, no, you just stood up to me. It's like, it's probably not horrible. like sometimes we envision because we've never done it before. We never raise our voice, or we never, that kind of thing. And it's like, oh my gosh, the earth's going to fall in on me and stuff. And it's like, no, you just stood up for yourself.
So I wouldn't even be worried about that in this lifetime. We're really working on healing ourselves right now, and the wounds that we picked up through the journey. So whatever's showing up in your life right now is just pushing you into self-love and healing. And so if you're standing up for yourself, then that's what you wanted to learn, how to love yourself enough to say no to the abuser. And the abuser's just doing their job. They're just playing
Beautifully.
their role perfectly. And like Julia was saying, pushing you in that corner to the point where you finally have to push back. So they're doing
You
it
asked for it.
perfectly.
Like Tracy's saying, you asked for it. This is something, this was a lesson you wanted to learn. So sometimes we have to put ourselves in some interesting positions. Now, you had an interesting thing that you said there, and it made me feel something when you're talking about karma. It's like, well, we used to do like this. And what came through is like karma, as you were saying, it feels very passive, where what we're in now is very active. We are actively part of it, learning lessons, where the other was like, okay, did this, bad girl, go back, and we're going to switch roles, and you're going to do this. And it's like it balances it out. And I don't know how much personal involvement there was. There, it was like, just
I mean,
balance the scale.
the bottom of the line is we're all coming in, like your mom said, we're all going to come in and play these roles with each other. And we got to play all the roles. So, we're doing that. We're here to experience life. We're here to experience, bottom line. And that's what we're doing. And then what we're doing is trying to hone in those experiences to start coming from the highest responses, the highest vibrations. That's how we're moving ourselves up that scale into 5D. Is, we're down here. Oh, you hurt me. I'm going to hurt you. Oh, you hurt me. Okay, well that hurt my feelings. I'm gonna harbor that for a little bit, and then we're gonna come back and do it again. And then next time, oh, you hurt me. What's going on? Are you okay? And we're learning and growing and evolving from it. So, but yeah, also there's this karmic thing of, the individual journeys with each other, soulmates coming together and finding that they've had lifetimes and they're still working out the same lesson, but you agreed to do those lessons together. And I guess that would be what the karma was, that you still haven't got it. Let's come back and do it again. But you guys, when we're on the other side, it's seriously, I cannot compare it to a game enough, I guess, because it's like when you're playing a video game and you're partnered up with someone else and you're trying to win the game and you don't win. And then you get kicked out of the game and you
Game
go,
over.
And you go get a soda pop and a refreshment, a snack, and you come back and you go, okay, let's do it again. And you go back in and you play the game again, and then you're better the next time. And then maybe you still don't win. You go back and you play it again. This time you got all the secrets,
Do
right?
you sometimes change roles when you go back and play again?
Yeah, you can. You can change the characters and all the things, right, in those games. And then you're remembering each time, you're remembering a little bit more about, oh, next time let's do this when we get to this part. And you're changing it up and you're getting further. And so I think that's what we're doing, right?
And we're trying to
We're
show ourselves
here.
by things like games.
Yes.
But remember.
So we're in the great remembering. We've done this. I've seen so many movies that, or different shows that kind of depict that, you keep coming back in and doing it again. And then each time they remember a little bit more and get a little further. And I'm like, that's totally what we're doing. Yeah. We're just, the scenery might change, the little avatar bodies might change, but we're still doing this thing until we get it and we can move to the next level. So,
It's cool. And
and
all of
what
this
a
is
cool game.
bringing up one time, one of the sessions I had with mom, and it was a while back. It's not the first one, but it's one of those earlier ones. And I remember right in the it may have been after the death, or I don't know, but it was at some point, like there or the SC or something. And it just kept this thing just kept coming in. Remember, remember. And mom's like, remember what? I'm like, I'm dizzy. I remember. So this must be the remember show.
We're all about remembering. And And you know, the past life regressions remind us where we're at, and that remembering these tools that we have now to get us into that space of remembering, and all the books and the things that we're doing some phenomenal things at this point in our lives here. And you know, it's kind of, you think about all the lives you might have lived to get to this point, and you were working towards this the whole time, and now you're here. And so, you know, here we are, and we're in the middle of this transition. You know, when's 5D happening? Right now.
Right
You're seeing
now.
a lot of things going on that are moving and shifting us out of one construct into a new one.
Yeah, and we've said it so many times before too. It's like, I guess it's bringing it all into one, but this time is different from the other lifetimes that were here on Earth anyway. And I'm not the ones that are in other dimensions, we don't do this forgetting stuff.
Yes.
So, but here, where did that go? Gosh, that's weird. It just went out. So you something you just said.
Caught it.
Oh, maybe.
If I can finish that thought. Gosh.
Oh my gosh.
So
That's a lot.
here.
Oh, because they're, yeah, it's about remembering. Oh, the difference now from the other lives that we've had on this planet at other life to, at other time periods is that we are doing things, we're learning to do things consciously. That's the big difference. We've just been doing things and we learn because it goes into our savings account of experiences, you know, so we're getting all these things. But now that's what we're saying, it's active versus passive. We're actively involved in this. That's conscious. We're consciously aware of things that are happening. We're becoming more and more consciously aware of our participation, of our manifestations, of all these abilities, that what we can do with them. That's the 5D. That's what's different.
Yeah. I
So
agree. There we go. Drop the mic.
yeah, thank you for planting the memory back in
Touching it.
there. Yes. Okay.
Now we know.
Yes, we know.
So last week we left you guys all with a archive show. We hope that you guys enjoyed that. That was with Dolores and Julia. And you know, we had the anniversary, 10-year anniversary of her passing, which seems just like, is anyone else going, what the heck? What? 10 years. Wow. And so I know that we have questions in the audience, but I do want to ask you, Julia, if you have a story to share about your mom or anything that you would like to. And Tiffany, you're next. What's your grandma? I think it would just be a special thing to share something sweet between you guys, because we didn't go live last week, so and it would just be a nice little treat for all of us to hear a little something about your mom.
You know, and I was expecting to hear from other people, not anyway. But because I feel like we talk about her a lot, anyway. But my, you know, she was so hugely. I hear this all the time. People, oh, she was hugely important to me for my growth and transformation. I was at ground zero, guys. It was like. And I realize it now, 'cause like I was a guinea pig. I was there. She was learning her technique on me, and it was just fun. We were having fun and exploring these things. And it's like, oh my God, well, let's see what we can do. You know, she's always like, what
Life
can we do?
changing, right? It's
It was
life changing to
absolutely.
go through those things.
Yes, absolutely. Because all of that, you know, we know when you have sessions, you start opening up because you're contacting this other part of yourself. And so you start opening up and becoming more consciously aware of things, and your abilities are opening up. And that's why, you know, and like we talk to the higher self, we do this. That happened because of me working with her and helping her and then being there all these years. And I had the greatest compliment last week. Someone was saying, you know, you're so knowledgeable and you're really interesting to talk to. And I don't understand how, you know, people don't all talk like this. And it was like, well, I kind of live it 24/7. I mean, this is my world. You know, we were talking on consciousness and, you know, and the fun stuff. We talk about really cool stuff.
We really
And we
do.
live it and everything. And so that was really fun because I feel like that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to do that. I wanted to be where I'm living what I believe, and I'm there every day. And mom was a wonderful example of that. She was opening the doors for, I mean, I know she did it for everybody, but she did it for me too. You know, we were right there together. And I'm just so glad that I'm so glad I picked her to be my mother.
Yay.
I am, yeah. And I'm glad that we chose to go on this wonderful adventure and explore. Because that's what it was. It was great explorations. Fun. See some memories. I need to do something more personal than that because that's, I mean, but
I've
that
got
is.
a question for you
Okay.
because you're going into the QHHT portion of her life, but we're coming up on Halloween, trick or treat. Did your mom ever take you trick or treating?
Yeah. Well, shoot. God, that was a long time ago. I'm
I
sure she
know.
did. I'm sure she did. You know, I think,
I
yeah,
imagine
we would,
she
oh,
got dressed
yeah.
up with you. No?
No, she didn't do that. But yeah, and we would all go around and, yeah, we'd all be dressed up. 'Cause I'm thinking like we were little, like 5 and 6 and 7. That's what I remember. And it was probably later than that too. But remember, we moved a lot. So, we didn't have established neighborhoods that we were friends with everybody. It was just like, you know, let's go trick or treating and we're going to all these houses and get candy and that kind of thing. So, I don't remember her dressing up, but we always did these activities. We did a lot of things. Mom was really good about, okay, this memory's coming in. It was when we lived in St. Louis. You have to understand, we had very little money. We were You know, we, my father was in the Navy and he was off on the ship. He was gone and he would send back a certain, you know, some portion of his money every month. And we lived on that. And it was not much. And it was a mom and there's four kids. And
Wow.
so it wasn't much. So she found creative ways to do things with us and entertain and things. And I just remember one thing we did a lot. We do models. I remember we must have done some kind of a model, you know, those models that you put together, you know, kids put together and stuff. And we would do a lot of things. I remember just being in a park, and it may have been, I don't know if it was a competition. I don't know what it was. It was some kind of a children's thing, and we were all there. And she supported us with that. We're always going to things like that. You know, I remember cake. I remember something about Frankenstein coming in my, so it was a model or if it was a cake, because we would do all these different things, you know? So, and it was just creative things, just going and doing with no money, just, and
You do
spending
have to
time
be
together. So
creative when, when you don't have money, you get creative, but those can be some of the fun things, It's like, all right, well, we want to have this experience too, so let's get creative and figure out how to do it.
Yeah, you know, she had to, you know, we entertain us and, you know, because we were all close in age. The three, like I have an older sister who's 5 years older, and then it goes me, my sister, and brother, and we're all a year and a half apart each. So among us, we're 3 years apart. So we're bam, 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 you know, and so that was, you know, and rambunctious, fought a lot, you know, sibling stuff with kids, just the way it is. And so she, yeah, had to how to had to entertain us. We didn't have all the stuff that the kids have to entertain. We barely had TV. You know, it's probably one channel
Right.
at one, if that.
Yeah, then they would only air it during these hours, kind of a thing. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be like coloring books. That's what I was saying. The models, we would do that. We would do puzzles. But we always did them together. So it was always a family, you know.
I like that. That's
Yeah,
sweet.
yeah.
Very well done.
Thank
All right, Tiffany, you had lots of time to prepare.
you.
I fell asleep. What was I
Oh.
supposed to do?
A
Don't
memory of mom.
Yes, you can do that.
Oh, you mean talk about Julia Cannon? I'm just
Oh,
kidding.
of Gmaw.
Okay, so yeah, first memory. She is not grandma, she's Meemaw. So when I talk about her, if you hear me slip, it's because I'm trying to say Meemaw, and then I'm trying to be professional and say grandma, but
Or
you know,
Dolores.
or Dolores, yeah. So, I do get asked, I mean, I'll get to, okay, I'm gonna do this little dance like my mom did. So I get asked, you know, what is your favorite memories of her, or how was she whenever you were growing up, you know, stuff like that. And so I always just say, you know, Meemaw was Meemaw. She was my grandma. So there was no, so when I go to these retreats or these things and people are talking about her, I'm always like, wait, what? What's happening? Like, she's just Meemaw. Like, I mean, I know who she is. It's just, it's a lot, you know, growing up, it was just, she's Meemaw. So, but I think the biggest things that she brought to me, and then like the cousins and everything like that, was allowing us to travel with her. That was a big thing. Being able to go to other countries to see how everyone else lives, that, you know, we're not all just, it's not just us in our little bubble, but just to see the whole world. And I got the chance, I think it was in 2012, to go with her to Australia. And we did a whole tour of Australia. It was like all over the whole, I think we covered the whole the continent. And but we did have a break time because she had always wanted to visit Ayers Rock. And so we did a whole tour where we went to Ayers Rock, and I have these pictures that I just took of her of just touching the rock. She was just so very at peace and like taking it all in. And I think it was a really great experience for her because, I mean, like I said, she always wanted to do it. And so we took a few days to make a jaunt over there to do that. And it's not a jaunt. I know the Australians know that. You know, to a hop,
Correct.
skip, and a jump over there to check it out. So that was probably one of my later memories that I remember with her, and getting to experience all of that with her.
Very fun. So here's a question to both of you, because this is mom and this is Mima. And then I know, Tiffany, you recently had a situation where you're talking and somebody's in just awe that this is your Mima, your grandma. Is that still weird to you guys when people are just like fangirling and fanboying your mom, your grandma? And this is to you guys, this is like, but this is just my mom
Yeah.
or my Mima. You know, is that still a little bit weird for you guys?
No, it just is what it is. I mean, it's been, you know, I think because we do, or at least for me, because it is mom, you know, it keeps it real. And I get it. I understand where they're coming from. But it's not, I mean, I know she impacted the world. I know that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to belittle that because I know she did that. And, but I have this other relationship as well, which
Yeah.
is, yeah. So no, it's not weird. It's like another part of a person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think for me, it's, I'm now being hit with the in weird places. Like that, like that you mentioned, Tracy, like that was such an oddball situation that I never would have experienced, you know, like I wouldn't have expected that. And so now I'm being hit with those, which I think you guys are very familiar with that. But
Yeah, we've been working with it for a while. So,
so much fun. Okay, I don't know where we're at with time, but do we want to take some questions?
yeah, absolutely.
All right. Did we give you enough time to find questions, Tiffany?
Yeah, but I just want to make note. Someone just posted, OMG, I was just listening to the episode of her experience at Ayers Rock. She was mentioning how Tiffany just finished her master's and had time to travel with her.
Oh,
That's
I love it.
sweet.
How perfect is that? I like
So
that.
okay,
Very
sorry,
cool.
questions.
No, we're just
I They don't want to listen to us cry for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, we can feel her in the room now. So, and that's the other cool thing is, you know, you guys, we can all feel her at the same time. And that's part of what she's doing now, is she can be with all of us at the same time and tap our shoulders and nudge us and talk to us and guide us. So, yeah. Anyway, okay, fair question.
So this is from, I think this kind of goes along with what you guys were just speaking about a little bit ago. I believe this is Layla Bug. Sorry if I did not pronounce the first name right, but just wanted to know from the ladies, if we reincarnate in different sexes and races, how do we know who our ancestors are?
Oh, that's a good question, but they're two totally different things. When you are born into a life, you are born in the body that you are entering is part of a bloodline. That's the ancestry of that body. You as a soul are coming in having these different experiences within these different bodies. So see, that has nothing to do with ancestry. You come from all kinds of different places because you need to have all these different experiences, like we said earlier. But the lineage, that's for the body. And the soul is getting understanding from that. It's learning things from that as well. That just came in. So it's like that has an effect, but it's not like the soul is not living the ancestry. Does that make any sense? I think, and you feel a little bit different. I know you have a thing on ancestry, and I just
Oh,
don't.
no. I'm just sitting here. I'm trying to think of how. Could you read the question again just so I can? It's if we reincarnate in different sexes and races, how do we know who our ancestors are? Is what I wrote down. So you guys will see me write that down so that I can remember the question when it's my turn. So yeah, I think that. Yeah, the ancestry is about the bloodline you came into. And from what I understand, as light workers, we have chosen certain bloodlines to come into to help clear, as we were talking about earlier, karma or abuse and cycles that are kind of stuck in this bloodline. As volunteers, you've already graduated all of that, right? So now you're coming back as a volunteer in this world. And you're helping those bloodlines that keep repeating these cycles and you're stopping the cycles. So how many of you can raise your hand to that and go, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. That stops with me. And some of you have done it by choosing not to have children, and not let it go beyond you. And others have done it by stopping the abuse
Yeah,
with
the behavior.
the behavior with you. Yeah. And addressing it with the people that are there and then also doing ancestral healing.
Standing up
Standing up. Yeah.
and
Look at full circle on that one. But yeah, so I agree that that's so when you're coming into different races and stuff, you might be choosing to come in, your soul group might be choosing to come into a certain collective that has been in stuck in a cycle. And maybe you're to help in that cycle.
So see that they're two different things, but they affect each other.
Yeah. And you also have to remember, it's so convoluted. It's like you also have to remember that some of you needed to go through certain experiences to get to your awakening and to get to the remembering and get to this place. So it's all connected. And it's like, that's not just an easy answer. That's why I have that look on my face because I'm like, well, there's so many variables
True.
to it. But what I find in like the QHHT sessions is that. Most of the ones that ask those kind of questions in their session, they are healing ancestral karma, you know, going through all the souls connected to that particular bloodline and calling in the healing for that. So, I mean, there are other things that could be possible with that, but yeah. Anyway, I don't know if that answers the question or not, but there are soul group families, and then there are
Bloodlines.
bloodlines. Yeah, when you come into the physical body, but sometimes you come into the bloodlines with some of your soul groups so that you can all work with each other to heal it. If that makes sense. But yeah.
It does. And like I said, I think there's more to it. I mean, no, I think we're hitting it really, really well there. The thing is to make they are two different things. Don't put them together like they're one thing.
Okay. Shall we call on the most beautiful, wonderful goddess, Tiffany?
Do, do, do. I should have started with this one because it tagged on to the discussion we were having right before. But what's the most important thing your mom taught you, Julia?
Oh, goodness. I think it's about staying aware. I mean, she said something to me one time at a very, very critical juncture of something I was going into as I was entering into it. And she said to me, just don't let it make you bitter. And it was something that could have very easily done that. But because she said that to me, I was conscious about that. And then I was conscious about how I had the experience. I was able to look at it and be part of it in a completely different way. So that was huge, I think. And by that, at that point, I'd already had sessions. I'd had a bunch. So this was all opening. And then now this was allowing me to live what I had been learning. So that was probably, that's what's standing out. Because it's such a simple statement, but I still remember it. It stuck with me. Just don't let it make you bitter. So anything that you're coming into, you know, a hard lesson is coming or a hard experience or whatever. Just don't let it make you bitter. Keep your wits about you. Look at it objectively. Understand it's an experience. You're getting something from it. You're probably getting a whole lot of somethings from it.
Yeah. So what popped in my head when Tiffany asked that question is I saw your mom singing around the household like Mary Poppins. And I thought, you know, she probably did that. She liked to sing.
Oh, she loved to sing. She was always doing that. And she sang a lot of Barry Manilow.
Yay!
Yeah, but she was a singer. That was her first goal in life was, I mean, she was a professional singer. She took training. She was, and she wanted to be an operatic singer. I mean, this is like big major stuff. And she even got parts in movies. I think that's been shared out there. She was in bit parts. And that one movie, Picnic, was her biggest part that she had. But she was going down that road and she was loving it. She was wanting to sing. She just sang. And then she had all these kids. Life got in there. So she enjoyed her voice in another way. And she was always singing. She just, yeah.
That's funny because that's when she asked that question, that's the first thing that popped in was, oh, all that singing in the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the message that came with that was not to take life too serious. And then you're talking about don't get bitter.
Yeah, don't let it make you bitter.
So it was kind of the same message, actually. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Do we have time? Okay.
Yep.
Summons you.
Wow, this is getting as time goes on. Just, you know, you're going to start snapping here in a second.
Okay, she's psychic. We did start snapping. Look at that.
This is from Why Am I Here? Most glorious Tiffany. Thank you. For whoever wants to answer, what's your take on using automatic writing to contact our guidance team? Thank you. Love to everyone.
Yeah, there's so many different ways to contact them, and automatic writing is one of them. If that resonates with you, you know, to hold, because it's like you're focused on an instrument, I think is what that is. And there's several things that do that. You know, you have your pendulums, cards, even those are instruments that you're using. They're tools that you're using. And that's what the automatic writing is. You're allowing yourself to get to be clear so that it can come in and work with you. You can actually just hear them and go that route too. But sometimes, you know, we want, you know, that's fine. There's nothing right or wrong about any of them or better or anything. In my opinion, it's just, it's another way of contacting.
Okay. So my opinion on this is if you can do automatic writing, I've tried that where I just close my eyes and go, okay, use my hand. Yeah. Nothing ever happens. I can do channeled writing where I ask a question and then I write out what's going through me as it
is. Or you do it on the keyboard too.
Yeah, or on the keyboard. But But the automatic writing, I've never been able to get that to work for me. So if that works for
you,
you
can do
that's
it. Go
pretty
for it.
cool.
It
Do
is
it.
very
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah. I think that would be a fun way to bring in messages. And you guys, we're supposed to have fun with this. The more fun we have, the higher frequency we're in. And the higher frequency we're in, the better the connection and the answers that are coming through. So, you know, I just always say, do it in love, do it in a joyful, high frequency, so that you're attracting joyful, high frequencies for your answers. But yeah, I think that's a great idea. Play with that.
Play with it. Yeah. And some people are, oh, they might be afraid of it. No, none of this, like exactly what you're saying. And that's why I always go play with it. You cannot hurt anything. If you're in that, just stay in that high loving energy.
Yeah.
Frequency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. What was it? Glorious, the great and glorious Tiffany.
As it should be. This question is from Kat and Jack. I heard my higher self say I was going to need a bigger table, and then I heard I need to set the table. Then I understood it is spiritual company. I feel like it's a metaphor. Any ideas?
What does it mean to you? I mean, it does sound like a metaphor. Maybe you have more, if you're saying it's a spiritual message, it could be that it's like, get prepared. Setting the table is being prepared to receive. Oh, they're just saying to receive.
You're ready. So. Yeah. I see it that way too. But yes, first and foremost, what does it mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
But just like I was just saying, the higher frequency we get into, mm-hmm. the more access we have. So as you keep working and doing whatever you're doing on your ascension process, you're going to have more access to more and more. So I think that's just your higher self saying, you're doing good. Now mm-hmm. be ready. More's coming in.
Yep. The nourishment on the company is all coming in.
Yeah.
Very good. Nice.
Yeah, that's very cool. Okay. We have
maybe
like
one more quick one.
3 minutes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pressure, you know, right?
You know, we could talk for a minute and a half of that and talk about the pressure you're under, Tiffany.
Okay, well, I can just make noises and like fiddle faddle and then, oh, see, 3 minutes. I mean,
more pressure. I mean, it wouldn't be right if they weren't giving you pressure from behind the scenes, too.
Do you want me to read the question really slow? Also?
Yeah, how about let's move it because we got other things to do. So come on, I'm getting frustrated now.
Now, you guys, this happens when we're all together too.
All right, question's over. What are you guys going to talk about?
What do you want the audience to know, Julia?
I think mom's here. I just, oh my gosh, this most profound love. Yeah, she just, I mom's here. I think that's it. Mom's here.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to know. She's here. She's making herself known. She's always here, but she's wanting you to know that she's here.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See, that worked out that we were being little snotty procrastinators. Now, what would your mom tell people as to how would they become a practitioner, find a practitioner, do soul speak, all the things? Where would she send them?
She would send them to qhhtofficial.com or dolorescannon.com, which has a link over to QHHT official. If this resonates with you to be a practitioner and help others to understand who they are and get answers to their questions, which brings healing. You know, we have the course on there, and Tracy has a code that she'll give you that'll get you 10% off.
10% off. Put in the magic is real, all one word, the magic is real, and that will get you 10% off. Yeah.
And then Soul Speak, you can go to juliacannon.com or you can go to ozarkmt.com for my book. And if you want to have a session, go to qhhtofficial.com and look at find a practitioner. You can look up Tracy. She's in Oregon. Hey, it's worth it to go travel to see her. You know, if you find somebody you resonate with, it's worth it to travel to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Have the session. So, yeah. And all of that's on the site.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, we still got a minute. Wait, we can still talk some more. You, Tiffany, what else you got?
What's your message for everyone, Tracy?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay. You guys aren't supposed to put me on the spot. I do want to go back to, you know, as a general session thing that is happening is really about we're on this path of self-healing and self-love right now. And you guys, if you find yourself sacrificing your joy for other people, check in on that, because you need to stop doing that or finding a way. And I'm not trying to say do something aggressive or really throw you off, but it's important to take care of yourself, to love yourself like you love other people, and fall in love with life. It's really actually kind of fun. So
stand up for yourself. We're back to that.
Stand up for yourself. See how important that question was?
Very important.
All right, yeah, everybody.
Absolutely. Love you all. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Yes, thank you, Tiffany. Bye.